Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And today we're going to be going over Mark 2:28 in the Greek New Testament. Now, in English, this verse says, "Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." In Greek, it is "Oste Kyrios estin oios tu anthropou ke tu savatu." Now, let's go over this word by word. "Oste" means "therefore." "Kyrios," we've already seen this word before, means Lord. "Estin" means "is." Now, notice the word order is completely different in Greek, because in English it was, "Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." In Greek, the word order is a lot more flexible, so you can say the exact same thing and just put the words in a completely different order. It's just more flexible in Greek than we are in English, okay? So here we have "oios," which means "the Son." That's a word that we've seen before. "Oios," the Son, "tu anthropou." Now again, this omicron ypsilon ending at the end of "tu" and "anthropou," all right, tells us that we're dealing with a singular genitive case, all right? Remember, Mark 1:1 was just packed with genitives. Go back and review that lesson if you need to. But "tu anthropou" means "of the man," okay, because this is the word "the." But again, the use of "the" is different in Greek versus English. So in English, we're just going to say "the Son, oios, tu anthropou," of man. Because whenever we have something in genitive case, it's either a possessive or usually we would just stick the word "of" in front of it if there's not already a preposition there, okay? So "tu anthropou" is "of man." "Oios, tu anthropou," the Son of Man. Okay, "k," now normally "k" means "and," and we've seen it mean "and" a lot, but "k" has another meaning of "also" or "to," okay? So here it means "also," not "and." It can mean both "and" or "also." It says "k tu savatu," okay? "Savatu" here, you can probably tell it sort of resembles our word "Sabbath." And this word that we find in the Greek New Testament can either mean "Sabbath" or "week." Often it just means "week," but in this case it means "Sabbath," okay? And it resembles our English word "Sabbath." Notice it's also in genitive case. So here we have the word for "the," and we have the word for "Sabbath," both in genitive case. So instead of being "the Sabbath," it becomes "of the Sabbath," right? Just like this genitive makes it "of man," "of the Sabbath," all right? So gotta get that genitive case down. So, if we were to look at the literal word order in Greek, it would be, "Therefore, Lord is the Son of Man, also of the Sabbath." Okay, so the word order is a little different. But basically what we have is, "Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord, also of the Sabbath." So we have the exact same meaning as we have in English, just a dramatically different word order. Now, one thing that may help you understand that the word "k" means both and it also means "to" or "also." I was thinking about this the other day. I was pushing my kids in swings at the park, and Stephen and Anna were each in their little baby-type swings, and Anna wanted me to push her in the swing, saying, "Daddy, Daddy, come push me in the swing." And then I came over and pushed her in the swing, and then she said, "And Stephen, and Stephen, and Stephen." And she always says that. Whenever she wants to be pushed in the swing, she always say, "And Stephen." That's just a complete sentence to her. And what she means is "Stephen too," or "Stephen also," right? So there really isn't that big of a difference between the word and "also," okay? So when you see this word in Greek, depending on the context, it either means "and" or "also." In this case, it means "also." Now, let me just give you some tips as you're going through these lessons. You know, we've gone through a lot of verses so far. In order for these lessons to really help you learn Greek, it's important that you learn the verse. And when I say learn it, I mean memorize it, okay? One good way to do this also is to write out the verse over and over again. That'll help you practice just writing out Greek letters and just getting used to writing out Greek and so that you can get better and better handwriting. And also, it'll just help print it into your mind. It'll help you get used to these breathing marks and accent marks and everything like that. So I would highly recommend as you go through these lessons that you memorize the verse and that you write it out over and over again. Maybe even while you're watching the video, just keep writing it out, writing it out, writing it out. That'll help you to learn faster as you go through these lessons.